You are not meant to live defeat after defeat. You are not meant to live from stress to stress, from anxiety to worry, everything that the enemy is trying to put on you. You are not meant to live that way. It does not have to be like this, because God is in this place. His presence is so strong. And where God is, where Jesus is, everything that's not of him has to leave. But you know what? It's up to you. You have to make that decision to say, Jesus, I am all in. Jesus, I don't want anything that this world has to offer. I just want you. And for those that just said that prayer, you don't know, you might not know what I'm talking about. This is for you. You are a child of God. This word applies to you. How he wants you to live is in his word. I want everyone to look at me. As I'm standing here today, the person you are looking at is not the person you would have seen before I accepted Jesus. I love this statement. I was one way, but now I am another, and I can make that statement because it's Jesus that saved me. He turned my whole life around. The person you are looking at is not the person you would have met before. And I can stand here in boldness, in confidence, confessing this word, sharing his word, spreading the gospel of Jesus, because I know what his word said. I know what his word says, and I know what he did to me. Listen, you cannot argue with my testimony. No one can argue with your testimony. No one can argue with the encounter that you've had with Jesus. And you know why I also stand here in boldness? Because I hate the devil. I have no respect for him. He is stupid. He is the one person you are allowed to say, go to hell, because that's where he belongs. And I'll say that with boldness as well, because I don't like him. And I will stand here and share that. I will tell everyone I know, because he is defeated. And Jesus is victorious. And if Jesus is victorious, so are you. You may take your seats. I wasn't going to go to the scripture, but after what Shantae just shared, go with me quickly to Acts 1 verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 1 verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You don't step out in the things of this world. You don't step out with the world telling you what to do. You step out in the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not weak. You are powerful because you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Just as people are stepping out, if they don't know Jesus, they step out in their own might, in their own power, in their own emotions, feelings, how they think things should go. You step out in the power of the Holy Spirit. That same one that was with David, that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that same Spirit that was there in the book of Acts with Peter and John and the disciples, is that same Holy Spirit who is with you right now. He does not leave when you walk out of here. If you are filled with the Spirit, every single way you go, if you are obedient to the word, if you love God, he is there. You are powerful. And I want to take you quickly, go with me to John 11. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John 11. One of my favorite portions of scripture. I can read this over and over again. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. John 11, verse 11. This is what Jesus said. So Lazarus was sick, and Jesus was told that he was sick. Jesus, come and heal Lazarus because he is sick. But what did Jesus do? He did not panic. He did not worry. He stayed where he was for a few days. And then he said this, John 11 verse 11. Then he said, this is Jesus speaking, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up. The disciples said, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will soon get better. They thought Jesus meant Lazarus was simply sleeping, but Jesus meant Lazarus has died. Listen to this. So he told them plainly, Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sakes, I'm glad I wasn't there. For now you will really believe. Come, let's go see him. Jump to verse 41. So he was at Lazarus's tomb. So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I said it out loud for the sake of all those people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, and his hands and feet bound in grave cloths, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go. Just as what Jesus said to them earlier, Lazarus is sleeping, but they didn't get it. Jesus meant he was dead. And he said, for your sakes, I'm glad you weren't there, because now come with me. Now come and look what I'm about to do. What the world thought was impossible, I'm about to make possible. Don't be like those disciples that didn't get it when you've already got it. You've got this. You've got the Word of God. You've got that Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You've already got it. And what I really believe for tonight, when I was reading over this passage of scripture again, that same way that everyone that saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead is the same way they are going to see the work of God in your lives. No one could deny that miracle that they just saw Jesus perform. And that's the same for you. No one will be able to deny that there is a true and living God. A God that still performs signs, wonders, and miracles. A God that is still faithful. A God that is real because of your life. And that same way that Jesus raised a dead man, I think you need to understand, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. He was dead for 4 days. Jesus raised him from the dead. How is your situation too hard? How is that addiction too hard for God to deliver you from? How is that sickness? How are you too far gone for God to heal you? How is your situation too bad for God? It's not. It's not. He is good. He is able. He does the impossible. And he is willing to do that in your life. And I love, after listening to Niall and Shante, what I did have prepared here for you, it flows so well from them. Deuteronomy 30 verse 11 to 16. And I want to get to this quickly because it's three keys to life. Just as Niall loves keys, I had to hop onto this train. And I have three keys to life. Deuteronomy 30 verse 11 to 16, it says, this command I'm giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it is not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven, so distant that you must ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey? It is not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you may ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster, for I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. The instructions, the ways of God, his principles, how he has told us to live, what we are to do in this life, how we are to represent Jesus. It is not too hard. It is not difficult. But is this word on your lips? Is it what is coming out of your mouth? Is it in your hand? Are you reading this word of God? Are you getting it on the inside of you so that when situations rise up, you can do just as Jesus did? I don't care what people are saying around me. This is what my Father says. This is what I can do. Now see the impossible made possible in front of your very eyes. Jump down to Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 to 20. This is God's desire for you. Hear this. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Oh, that you would choose life. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying Him, and committing yourself firmly to Him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, that you would choose life. When you know what belongs to you, when you know what God has said about you, when you know what is yours, that is you choosing Jesus. You walking out in that power of the Holy Spirit, knowing what you are able to do, knowing that situations, you don't have to succumb to the situations around you, but you can overcome them. You are a conqueror. Nothing can dictate to you, only God's word. But you have to get that and you have to make that decision. You want to be delivered from that addiction? Allow Jesus to do it. You want to be delivered from, you want to be healed from that sickness? Allow Jesus to do it. While the doctor deems, no, you have mental illness. No, you have this sickness. What man will try to fix, what man will try to manage. Don't let yourself get managed by it. Let yourself get completely delivered by it. But there's no man that can do that, only Jesus. And I know there are so many of you sitting in here today and even watching online that can testify that God has done this for you and He will do it again. But choose Him. Choose life. Choose Jesus. And now these three keys, the three keys to life. You can read as many books as you want, how to be successful, how to get the top business. But listen to these three keys to life, to your life right now as a child of God. Number one, love God. And remember, these are not too hard. These are not too difficult. This word is right in front of you. Number one, love God. Because when you love Him, when He becomes everything to you, when He becomes more real to you than me standing in front of you right now speaking to you, you will want, you will desire to do what pleases Him. You will desire to obey His word. Nothing else. You don't even want anything to do with what the world has to offer, with what man has to give you. You will only want what Jesus has to give you. Because you love Him. Because it's a relationship, not a religion. He will not force Himself. You make that decision. That is what love is. Number two, obey Him. And as I just said, when you love Him, it is a pleasure. It is a desire to obey Him and to obey His words. And when you are obedient, you will see this word manifest in your life. You will see it come to pass. You will be successful. You will be prosperous. You will live in the blessing of God because you obey Him. And number three, commit yourself to Him. Even as now shared with the offering, when you can say, God, even my finances are yours. Everything I have is yours. Everything I am is yours. Everything is yours, Jesus. I commit myself to you. When you commit yourself to Him, when you walk in His ways, everything around you doesn't matter. When situations rise up, you know who you are. You are a conqueror. You are not weak. You carry the power of the Holy Spirit. You know these works that Jesus did. Every single thing that you read in this book applies to your life. It is not too hard. It is not too difficult. God did not give you this word, but you know only some parts apply to you. Right now, you can go through struggle. God is not going to break you down just to lift you up. He wants you to be lifted up right now. He wants you to experience blessing right now. You don't have to get so low. Don't get to that point where only then you cry out for Him. As we see what the world does when they reach, they will deny God. But as soon as they hit a circumstance, as soon as something arises that is not favorable to them, who is the first one they cry out to? Because inside every single person is a longing for one person. Because He is who we are meant to live for. Commit yourself to Him and you will see Him move in your life. You will see Him take over your finances. You will see Him take over those relationships, your business, everything that you have been called to do. When you commit yourself to Him, when you walk in His ways, you see His word come to pass. And I don't know about you, but I want to see every single promise that He has given to me in this word. Everything that He says is mine. I want to see it now in my life. I don't have to wait until I'm 50 years old. I can experience it right now. Those blessings, that abundance, right now. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can experience it right now. But you know why you can experience it right now? Because of what Jesus did. Because He came to pay the ultimate price. We can sit here. We can stand here. The only reason I'm standing here in front of you right now is because of what He did. For me, because of what He did for you, that finished work on the cross. That's why I can choose Him. That's why I can choose life. That's why I can stand here filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in power, walking in authority and boldness because of Jesus. That finished work of the cross. So at home, I hope you have your communion elements with you. And here with me in studio, I want you to hold the bread in your hand. What Jesus did for us is not an old work. It's not something that just happened that we just can speak about. It's something that is a reality to us. It's something that has to become so real to you because the power that is in this. As we remember what Jesus has done, I walk in that reality every single day because of what He has done. I am seated in heavenly places. I am victorious. I am bold. And I can conquer every single thing that tries to oppose what God has purposed for my life. So as you hold the bread in your hand, Jesus, we thank You. For that finished work of the cross. We thank You. Your body was beaten so we can live in divine health, so we can be victorious, so we can walk in blessing. In Jesus' name, you may partake of the bread. And as you hold the cup in your hand, the blood that was shed for that forgiveness of your sins. If you said that prayer earlier that Shante led you in, it's because of the blood of Jesus that you could say that. It's because of the blood of Jesus that you are a child of God. So Jesus, we thank You for Your blood. We thank You that we are new creations, washed clean. Our past no longer defiles us. Addictions no longer have a hold on us because we are washed by Your blood. In Jesus' name, you may partake. Will you stand with me in this place? And just close your eyes as we go into a time of worship. Because He is good. Because He is faithful. And He deserves everything that we are. In Jesus' name.